Chapter 1. The village seemed faintly familiar, but most villages were much alike. Not until she came to the crossroads with its inn did she realize she had been here before. There was the paved-in court, and the wide door, and the bright sign, the Jolly Potboy, hanging over it. Her breath seemed to freeze in her chest. The crossroads was busier than she remembered. There was much bustling in and out of the inn. The windows to the common bar were wide open, and clear across the road, she heard a roar of laughter she recognized. She flinched. They might recognize her, even in the clothes she wore now. She thought of the coins in her purse, and the meal she'd hoped to buy. But she could not go there, of all places, and order a meal of Jos Hebbenford. Nor was there any other place to go. She was known in Brewersbridge, and dared not beg a scrap from some housewife, lest she be recognized. Pox shook her head, fighting back tears. Once she had ridden these streets, stayed at that inn, had friends in every gathering.
"Here now, why so glum?"
Pox started, and looked up to see a man-at-arms in the Count's livery watching her. He smiled when she met his eyes. His face was vaguely familiar.
"We can't have pretty girls down in the mouth in our town, sweetling. Let me buy you a mug of ale and cheer you up."
Pox felt her heart begin to pound. Fear clouded her eyes.
"No, no, thank you, sir, I'm fine. I just thought of something."
The man's eyes narrowed.
"You're frightened. Is someone after you? This town's safe enough, that's my job. You look like you need some kind of help. Let me know what's wrong."
Pox tried to edge around him, toward the north road.
"No, please, sir, I'm all right."
He reached out and caught her arm.
"I don't think so. You remind me of something.
Someone.
I think perhaps the captain needs to see you, unless you can account better for yourself. Do you know anyone here? Anyone who can vouch for you? Where were you going to stay? Are you here for the fair?"
For an instant, Pox's mind went totally blank, and then the names and faces of those she remembered. Marshal Sedfer, Hebbenford, Captain Sir Fellis, Master Senneth, began to race past her eyes. But she couldn't call on them to vouch for her. They had known her as a warrior. Phelan's veteran, the fighter who cleaned out a den of robbers. She had left here to go to Finn Paneer. They had expected her to return as a marshal or knight. Even if they recognized her, and she doubted they would still despise or pity her. She trembled in the man's grasp like a snared rabbit, and he was already pushing her along the north road toward the keep, when another memory came to her, a memory of quiet trees and a clear pool, and the dark, wise face of the Quokkan.
I was going to the grove, she gasped, to see the Quokkan.
The man stopped, still gripping her arm.
Were you now? And do you know the Quokkan's name?
Master Oakhallow, said Pox.
And you were to stay there?
I think so, sir. I had a question to ask him, that's why I came.
Pox realized as she said this that it was true.
Well, if it's Quokkaneer business, you say you are going to the grove. Can you show me where it is?
The entrance to the grove lay 100 paces or so along the road. Pox nodded.